Welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where every episode we meet with an entrepreneur or business leader to find out what makes them tick.
Today, we're delighted to be joined by Nicole Sharmish. Nicole is the CEO and founder of Hostmaker. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
For those people who don't know about Hostmaker, can you just give us a quick overview?
We are an end-to-end management service doing everything from interior design and making a home look beautiful and pretty to pricing the home right across many different channels, from short-term rentals, mid-term rentals, and also long-term rentals. And then lastly, we have a full hospitality operation service. We make sure that your home looks not just clean, but presentable for guests who are coming to stay. And we look after the guests during their stay, right from welcoming them in person to making sure that they not only feel connected to the home, but also to the neighborhood and the city when they come for their stay, however long it might be.
Okay, brilliant. Well, as part of 10 Minutes With, what we're going to do is we're going to start with our first five questions. We've got 30 seconds to answer each of them, so you are on the clock, but this is a way to get to know you, and then we'll maybe have a bit of a chat in between. So to kick off, describe what you do in one sentence.
So we bring hotel-style services to homes.
What would be the one thing that people are surprised to know about your business?
I think what people are surprised to know is how varied our service offering is. Conventional estate agents might just find you a tenant, an interior designer just designs your home, or a pricing analytics team will tell you about market research in your city. We do all of those things. So we're a one-stop shop for a landlord who is looking to deliver superior returns for their home.
When did you know you had made it?
We still don't know if we've made it. I mean, we're always trying to do better. We're always trying to improve on what we've done. We have certainly come far in the last 4 years, from just starting initially with putting my own home up for rent and seeing how this new rental model would play out. And now we're in 8 European cities across big major capitals. And we made our first step outside Europe to go to Bangkok. But we're always learning, we're always growing, and we're still tiny.
We'll come back to some of that growth because it is really exciting. Who is the one person to have helped you most on your journey?
That would certainly be my wife, Deepti. So not only has she been a fantastic support at home and making sure that we are building this business together, but she's been working at Hostmaker for the last 4.5 years or so. She sits on the board with me. She's been driving the growth of the company alongside me. So I think people talk about it being tough, blurring the lines between professional and personal life, but it's been absolutely brilliant to have someone who understands the stresses of early stage businesses.
Amazing. So we'll come back to that second. Final question of this first section. What do you predict will change the most over the next 6 months in your industry?
Yeah, six months is like the long-term horizon in startups. and I feel what's really changed in 2018, we see is that the hospitality accommodation industry has turned a corner on seeing homes as not just an alternative to hotels, but a real alternative in the travel accommodation space. So this is not just an afterthought if you didn't find the right hotel for your stay, but it is genuinely a product that is serving a need for travelers. And so I think that this has now just become one very important alternative in the travel accommodation category, and it will continue to become bigger.
Nicole, I think we're going to come back to the remaining sort of five questions, but let's just go back to the very, very start, if we may, because personally, knowing, I think you've got an incredible story because you were an Airbnb super host, weren't you? You know, this was you. You've got a long experience background in the hospitality industry, and you saw an opportunity where the industry needed a bit of support. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my background has certainly helped me in develop this business. So not only were we Airbnb super hosts, when we kicked off the business. In fact, even before the business kicked off, we were trialing the experience that hosts have in hosting guests. But also before that, my background is in hotels and hospitality.
The whole rise of sort of Airbnb and sharing homes is part of the evolution of travel and work, because now with the development of technology, more and more people can remote work. I mean, you've got teams all across the world, and actually people are looking for more opportunities to support that lifestyle. Is that where you think Hostmaker really come into play, because you're offering a level of quality to people who use your service as opposed to an unknown?
So yeah, absolutely. I always thought when I was starting the business, I believe that if homes are going to be this new alternative in travel accommodation, and they have already become very prominent, then there will be segmentation in the market where brands will exist for homes. And that is starting to happen. So you do have Luxury Retreats as a brand that is serving homes at the luxury end. There are brands now starting to develop in the premium end and in the budget end. So just like you have hotel brands that are giving you an assurance of service quality and product quality, I believe that brands will exist in homes as well.
And incredibly exciting, talking about that evolution, that hotel chains are seeing this as an opportunity and looking to work with you, because Hostmaker have got a partnership with Marriott, haven't they? Can you just tell us about that quickly?
Yeah, that's right. So Marriott Hotels is the largest hotel company in the world. It is. It has several respected brands that more than 100 million loyalty members on the books trust for their stays. So we partnered with Marriott back in April. It was an opportunity for us to show Marriott that because of the service standards and the curation of homes that we have in our portfolio across several international markets, Marriott can now present this new travel accommodation category to their 100 million loyalty members.
Well, and that's a brilliant segue into our remaining five questions, because you are still running a startup. And the first question we're going to kick off with is, how many hours sleep do you get per night?
Why would you want to sleep when you're having so much fun? I think sleep is important, yes. But I think at the early stages of a business, there's lots of long hours to be put in. I usually sleep maybe between 4 to 6 hours. On a Saturday, I push it to 7.
Really important for other entrepreneurs out there. How do you manage your time?
Yeah, very hard. Lots of burning fires, lots of priorities. You're always trying to jump from one priority in the business to another. I think I always try and start the day with what are the one or two things that I would want to achieve in that day, and maybe the three or four things that I would want to achieve in the week.
A big question now. Describe your biggest mistake.
I mean, again, as we're learning and growing, there's so many things that we get wrong. We're constantly trying to stay in an iterative mind frame. So we don't necessarily think of mistakes as big or small. They're always learning opportunities. I would imagine that maybe if I had to think about one, that then it would be us not shouting about ourselves louder early on. So we wanted to focus on building a great quality product, making sure that we were growing by word of mouth. I think that's great. You absolutely want to get your customers to shout about you. But I think at some point in time, it's also important to open up to the world so that you can really learn from them.
Penultimate question that we're going to go through. If you had one piece of advice for other entrepreneurs, what would it be?
I would say it's an emotional roller coaster, so be prepared for that. There's lots of mood changes that happen even within the day, and you've got to be riding those waves in order to survive and build a great business.
I'm sure you, like many other entrepreneurs, are going to have this one. So the final question, what is your party trick?
What's a party? I make a mean margarita and probably drink more than myself.
That is absolutely essential for a good party. Nicole Sharma, CEO and founder at Hostmaker, thank you so much for joining us and giving an insight to your world.
Great, thank you very much.
Join us next time for another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where we'll meet with another entrepreneur or business leader to find out what makes them unique.